All right, guys, welcome back to Wide Awake News Radio. Charlie McGrath on this 10th day of April, Wednesday, joined by Mark Passio and Larkin Rose. Great first hour. Basically, we talked a little bit about what you guys are going to be presenting at the Free Your Mind Conference 2. Is it 2, right? Yeah, Free Your Mind Conference 2. Sorry, guys, I just had a prompt in my ear here. FreeYourMindConference.com is the website. And, you know, at the end of that hour, I said, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, forms of governance, right? I've been on with Aaron Hawken lately, or a couple times lately, where we've had this round table, and it's every thought process you can think of. We've had anarchists there, we've had statists there, you know, we've had folks that believe in the old constitutional United States. We've had folks that believe that there is, you know, the moral relativists. And it's always an interesting conversation until it gets into a fight, which unfortunately sometimes it does. But I kind of wanted to you know, twofold question. And Mark, I'm going to start with you since we had Larkin speak for that last segment. You know, first of all, how do you see us as a society, let's just speak in the United States, progressing? I mean, we talked a little bit about how government is a form of cult, a cult where you have to have a very strong belief system to give them the power that they pretend that they have over you. And while this is going on, we're desensitized nonstop to fill in the blank. We're desensitized to enslaving our neighbors. We're desensitized to killing people around the planet. How much longer can our society progress the way it is going before we have a major awakening, either by methods like Larkin likes to use or that you like to use, or by the reality when everything comes falling apart, your reality is going to be shaken and is going to be forced to change? Because obviously, if your life falls apart, the world you know falls apart, that is going to change your reality. I guess my question there is, how far are we going to see humanity decline before we have this mass awakening? The question for both of you in the rest of the hour is, what would you, if you had your way and your wishes for governance of humanity, or the kind of government we had, and it doesn't really have to even do, government, monetary system. How would we treat one another? What would be how would we get along as individuals, or what would we use as a governance? Mark, let me pass that to you first. I know it's a big, broad, long question. Sure. But yeah. How much longer can humanity survive on the path we're on?
I think humanity is choosing the way of maximum suffering.
Yeah.
According to what I can see and perceive that's taking place all around me. We don't want the easy way out. We want the hard way that involves the most pain, it would seem. I think it's a poor choice, but I think that's what humanity is currently choosing for itself. Why they're choosing that for themselves comes down to a deep, inherent lack of self-love. And people are ultimately self-loathing. They have been convinced that they are not worth more than what they really are worth inherently. Human beings have infinite value. There's no number or price tag that could be placed on a human being because they're each individual aspects of creation with a unique form of consciousness in and of themselves, and all of us carry a spark of the divine within us. So you can't place a number on that as far as value goes. But unfortunately, human beings have been conditioned to think that we are worth so much less than that, that we don't have infinite worth. And our value system is based in this illusory concept called money that is just a control system to limit people's access to energy and resources that they need to survive. That's all money ever has been and ever will be. It's a control system. But what we're doing is we're clinging on to this dark worldview. We're clinging on to these illusory systems, which basically are tantamount to religions. They are religions, authority, money, etc. Okay, the whole control system. It's a religion. It's a cult. And we don't want to admit that we were so duped and that we were so wrong, because it's a death process. Truth is a subtractive process. It's getting rid of things that we were once attached to and holding on to and actually identified with. See, people are so identified with these lies, with these deceptions, with these illusions, that their identity is completely wrapped up in them. And to give them away, to stop believing in them, is a death process. It's actually they see it as they're dying if they let go of these things. So people want to resist death more than anything else because they want their own survival. You know, self-preservation is very much held in a very high place in people's minds. We don't want to die. So because our identities are wrapped up in these belief systems, we're clinging on to them with unbelievable stubbornness. And since these things are in direct contradiction to the laws of nature, and nature's pushing forward with its will to make us evolve, we are going to see a really, really destructive climax if things continue on the path that we're on. And it's going to be suffering the likes of which I don't think humanity has ever witnessed yet on this planet. It's going to be beyond what people are even envisioning that it is. And that's a very dark outlook. I realize that. But I want to try to be honest with people about what I see coming. The only way I think that we could avert that is if we develop the courage to be able to admit that we were wrong about so many things and then give up those belief systems, completely abandon them, walk away from them, because we recognize these are not serving who we are, and most of all, they're not serving the direction that we say we want to go, which is to evolve and to be more free and to be more prosperous. There's no way you can do that and hold on to those beliefs. Again, I give the analogy. It's like saying, I want to dry the clothes that I just washed, but I'm just going to keep pouring more water on them. But I magically want them to get dry. Well, the two things are incompatible. They're antithetical to each other. They're diametrically opposed. You can't do one and have the other outcome manifest. You have to give up the belief system if you want to see the manifestation of what you say you want manifest in reality. Without giving up that belief system, that manifestation is impossible.
I agree with you, but do you see, I mean, what is the time frame? I mean, do you see, looking at your study about history the occult and the New Age movement and how the government is becoming a cult and this progression of the degradation of the morality? Is it something that has happened throughout time and history where we reach a point of just depravity and then we get a moral compass for a bit and then we go back to a more peaceful, loving way for a spell until corruption takes us to a place of evil once again?
Yes.
I mean, is it a way?
It does work in cycles like that. And the reason is because we never get down to the fundamental axioms, the underlying causal factors that lay in our belief systems, and really learn the quintessential truth. And that truth is, again, going back to the axiom of rights, we still have not developed fully the collective mass consciousness of humanity. And what I mean by that is the aggregate of individuated consciousnesses, okay? So in each individual's mind, and that builds up in an aggregate effect. When you put all people's perceptions together and what they hold in their mind together, it is going to form kind of like a large mass consciousness that is going to actually direct the entire evolutionary course of the species on this planet. And the reason that we're heading in a dark direction is because at an individual level, more people still have not come to a deep understanding of the knowledge of what right is and what wrong is. In order to do that, in order to get us to that point, we have to get down to philosophy and understand what a right is by understanding what rights are not. We need to look at it from the negative point of view. What actions cause harm and therefore are wrongs? Well, those things are not rights. Everything that is not a wrong, we reserve as a right. And I can get that a little bit, you know, after the break.
You bet. Let's do that. We'll be back with our panel here in just a minute. Hang tight. Charlie McGrath of WideAwakeNews.com here with a question from my friends at Austin Rare Coins and Bullion. What do they know that we don't? Insiders and a who's who list of elite have made it crystal clear that we are headed for catastrophe, putting out warning after warning, urging people to batten down the hatches. Billionaire George Soros has recently been dumping stocks and at the same time acquiring millions in gold. In fact, in a recent interview, he was quoted as saying, "I'm not here to cheer you up. The situation is as serious and difficult as I've experienced in my career." Out of control government deficit spending and a Federal Reserve that's only solution seems to be print more fiat currency will lead to a weaker dollar and massive inflation on necessity items such as energy and food. If you have wealth to protect, please visit my friends at Austin Rare Coins and Bullion. Gabe Elton and the folks at Austin Rare Coins and Bullion have many Wide Awake News customers because they're honest, they're fair, and they won't sell you paper promises or product they do not have. Call Gabe Elton at 800-552-4109. That number again, 800-552-4109, or visit them online at austincoins.com.
Remember this name, Carnivora. That's CARNIVORA.com. What if I told you that this 100% pure and natural product was delivered directly to the White House at President Reagan's personal request at a time when only the president was able to obtain it? Reagan used this amazing product, Carnivora, successfully. A product derived only from nature that has the intelligence to instinctively attack abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. And the power to actually wake up critical immune cells from dormancy to attack foreign invaders that don't belong in our bodies. Carnivora is now obtainable by anyone who wants to get healthy and stay that way. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY and protect yourself with 17 naturally occurring compounds that will unleash powerful immune defense. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY and get your Carnivora today. Visit carnivora.com.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power, even save money on your electric bill? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep your food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never suffer through painful power outages again. And here's the best news. A remarkable fall truckload sale going on right now that gets you $1,700 in bonuses when you buy a solar generator. To find out why solar generators are the best generators and get $1,700 for doing so, go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com. Generate your own supply of electricity. Go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz. Royal Raymond Rife was without question the most gifted medical scientific genius of our age. He discovered that most disease-related microbes die quickly when exposed to their own specialized resonant radio frequencies. The BCX-411 Rife Type Frequency Instrument has received the highest praise on several continents for its precision, simplicity of operation, and successful research experiment. The BCX, with its comprehensive manual, allows you to select the frequencies you wish to experiment with for the length of time you want to run them. The BCX handheld plasma ray tubes and RF radio carrier wave, like Rife used, are the absolute state-of-the-art in Rife frequency research. For full information and pictures, take the New Earth link at the top of Rents.com. Settle for nothing but the best in Rife research with the BCX 411. Again, just take the New Earth link at the top left corner of Rents.com.
Guys, welcome back to Wide Awake News Radio. Charlie McGrath, Larkin Rose, and Mark Passio continuing the conversation as we did during the break. And listening to both of you guys, you know, it's very interesting to me because I you know, you guys are both doing a great job, I believe, in trying to shake people out of a false reality and giving the tools to see the truth and to see where we're at. And my question, of course, is where we're going and how we will handle that journey. But one of, you know, Mark, you give an answer that is very macro. It seems very macro in nature. You know, it's a very in-depth overview. And Larkin, I think your answers are more micro. And I think both of you guys serve an excellent purpose to your perspective people listening to you, your prospective crowd that would listen and agree with you. Because they're both two very powerful ways to try to influence somebody, either through a macro perspective or a micro perspective. And for the remainder of the program, because in the last half hour, I really want to get both of you guys' notion of what would be a better, kinder world post-collapse scenario. But in order to do that, Larkin, I'm going to turn it over to you now with the same question that I asked Mark earlier, which is the trajectory we are on, how much longer can we stay on this, and where does it, you know, where, how does this end? Does it end with the Renaissance, or does it end with, you know, a new neo-feudal system?
To me, it ends with humanity. The only question is how much stupid destruction we're going to do in the meantime, and at the moment, it looks like the answer to that is pretty darn much. I think there's bad news and good news. The bad news is I don't think people can be forced into thinking. I mean, if you look at human history for thousands of years, they're slaughtering each other. They're enslaving each other. Literally, most people would rather die than reconsider what the belief system they were indoctrinated into, as demonstrated by almost every war that ever happens. The people charging off to the front lines to kill somebody they know nothing about because somebody they've never met told them to. And that, as a testament to the strength in authoritarian indoctrination, just demonstrates that you can't actually make people think about this. And to me, one of the most depressing proofs of that is during World War II in Nazi Germany, the main opposition to the Nazis were the communists. Like that was the answer. Oh, well, we don't want that guy in charge violently dominating everybody. We want some other guy with a slightly different flavor of collectivist authoritarian. You know, if you can't think rationally under Nazi Germany, then you cannot be forced to think rationally. So that's the bad news. You can't be forced to be rational. However, mm-hmm. The good news is lots and lots and lots of people are, for whatever reason, choosing to be rational. And they're choosing to reconsider their belief systems and what they were indoctrinated into in just huge numbers. And just in the past few years, I've seen a huge increase. It's late and I can't remember the mathematical term for the line that keeps going up faster and faster. Come on. Well, my brain doesn't work.
The hockey stick? What?
No, it's embarrassing. It's too late.
Huge consequence.
It's going up. Self-accelerating, I'll say that. That's close enough.
Parabolic?
Parabolic. Wait, is that even, who cares? Anyway, yeah. You know what I mean.
I do.
Where it's
exponential growth.
Exponential. Yay, exponential.
Yay. I told you. I told you. Larkin is a micro. Exponential. Yay. That's what I understand.
Exponential. Yay. Yeah. So this is wildly spreading. And the thing is, when I think there's totally going to be a big nasty collapse right in front of us. But the beauty is, even a small group of people who decides to be rational will do just fine. If there are 100 people, even a dozen maybe, in the middle of nowhere, in the woods or in a house, in a town, whatever, and they all say, you know, I've figured out that I own myself and you own yourself, and maybe we should figure out how to like live through the next 10 years. People are actually pretty darn good at that once they give up the who's in charge mentality. And you see this in a bunch of, you know, apocalyptic movies of, oh my gosh, the zombies everywhere, there's some giant explosion and everything's going to mayhem. Who's in charge? As long as that is people's question, they're just doomed. They're just going to be stupid, violent animals attacking each other until people say, I'm in charge of me and you're in charge of you. And I'm pretty sure that we're both rational and nice enough that that doesn't require either of us to kill the other one. In which case, we can figure out lots of ways to cooperate and organize and feed ourselves and make sure we have shelter and stuff like that, and eventually make sure we have cell phones and automobiles. And just the mentality of self-ownership can deal with almost anything, almost any situation. And you can actually sort of see that coming out in when there's an emergency situation, when there's a flood or an earthquake or something. And people figure out, well, I better just be in charge. I'm not waiting around for authority to show up. Suddenly, people show that, yeah, if they know that they're in charge, they can be pretty darn rational and moral.
Right.
Just that they think they're somebody else's slave, that they act like complete imbeciles.
That I agree with that. When you have to take responsibility for your own self, your own loved one, your own family, then your perspective certainly, by necessity, has to make a change. Larkin Rose, Mark Passio. Hang tight, guys. We'll be back in just a minute.
Charlie McGrath of Wide Awake News here. You know, when it comes to freeze-dried, storable food, there's a lot of companies you can choose from. So please, allow me to introduce you to the best. Buy Emergency Foods Legacy Premium is hands down the best in the industry. They're the only company that is 100% certified GMO-free. They're the only company that has zero MSGs. They have no artificial flavors, and they're the only company that puts an oxygen absorber into every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. And coming in at about $3,900 for a year's supply, they're the best value in the industry at about half the going rate. Guys, Legacy Premium truly stands alone as the best freeze-dried storable food on the market, plain and simple. But don't take my word for it. Call them yourself at 888-543-7345. The number again, 888-543-7345. Or view their comparable charts today at buyemergencyfoods.com.
You're listening to Charlie nationwide and worldwide on the Internet on the Rents Radio Network.
Are you prepared for the future? Do you know how to navigate past the upcoming dangers before it's too late and seize budding opportunities before others do? Forecasting worldwide since 1980, Gerald Celeni, publisher of the Trends Journal, provides timely and accurate trend forecasts that have earned him the reputation as the most trusted name in trends. The proof is in the hundreds of accurate forecasts Celeni has made over the past 30 years. The 1987 stock market crash, the clean food trend, the dot-com bust. The Trends Journal alerts subscribers to early subtle signs of crucial trends that will shape our future. It allows readers to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take proactive strategies. Put your money where your mind is with Gerald Celeni's brilliant and indispensable Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com or call 845-331-3500. That's 845-331-3500. 3500.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome back to Wide Awake News Radio. Charlie McGrath, Mark Passio, Larkin Rose. Larkin, please finish up on your point you were cut off with, and then I'm going to kick the question to Mark following that about, you know, what kind of system of governance do we need, if we need any at all? Larkin, finish up. The question was, where does humanity go on its current path, and how long does it take to get to that destination?
Well, for the time it'll take for the whole world to wake up, it's going to be a long time after probably several more wars and depressions and various other catastrophes. But already the awakening has begun, and there's already a whole lot of people who are already awake. Now, it's sort of inconvenient to be in a world where you understand you own yourself and 7 billion other people don't get that yet because they tend to have wars and want to rob you and subjugate you. But there are thousands and thousands of people now figuring this out, and they'll do just fine. And I think the kind of governance we need is I govern me and you govern you, and that's all. Because the moment people say, well, we need something outside of ourselves that's controlling us, they're just doomed because there isn't anything outside of you with the right to rule you.
Right.
When they think in terms of organization and cooperation of equal sovereign beings, for lack of a better term, then they do just fine. You can do all sorts of organizations and arrangements, but the moment they want to defer their responsibility to somebody else and call them authority, they're just doomed. They're headed down the same road that brought us here and brought us to.
And that's happened time and time again.
Yeah,
right,
I do think the cycle thing is about to end forever. And I mean about to, it may be years. But the cycle of giant superpower falls over by revolution, economic collapse, whatever, that's about to end because I think it will be actually the relatively near future where enough of the people understand that authority is a complete lie so that government cannot take hold anymore. And then we'll have to just kind of get used to being rational human beings instead of slaves of a mythical deity.
And I got a question coming in. Gary, I saw your question. Mark, I want to get your, well, here's the thing, you know, I've been involved in this discussion too. What do you do post-apocalyptic scenario? And when I say apocalyptic, I don't necessarily mean, you know, where we're all singed and there's nothing left and we're all just waiting around to die. But, in a world of a mass awakening and people basically opting out of the lies, you know, the discussion tends to always go to where Larkin kind of took it, which is, I'm going to do what I'm going to do as long as it doesn't hurt you. That's fine with me. And whatever you do, as long as it doesn't hurt me, that's fine with you. And we'll just get along. Mark, do you see that as possible? Do you see in the future, in a perfect world, as perfect as we could get to as humans, something evolving into some kind of governance where it is self-governance and we don't have any kind of structure that we see now or have in the past?
I think either that's going to happen or humanity is going to go away. That's the choice. Creation is giving us the choice to evolve or go extinct. And either we evolve to that level of consciousness where we understand that we are all sovereign, or humanity is going to meet its end at some point. And, you know, I want to take this into the realm of just looking at some words for a moment, because it's so powerful when you really understand specific words that we're speaking, you know, how much meaning can come out of that. Like the word sovereign, there's this, big movement of police training to deal with sovereign citizens. They don't even know what the word they're saying means. Like, people don't know what the word government means. A lot of people don't know what the word anarchy really means. The word sovereign, we're all sovereign beings, okay? You ask anybody, are you a sovereign being? Are you sovereign? And some people look at you like you have a second head growing out of your neck because they don't even understand the meaning of the word.
They believe the stigma, you know, they subscribe to the stigma they've heard.
Yeah. Right. So the actual word comes from Latin, okay? It comes from a Latin adverb. Super, S-U-P-E-R, and super in Latin means above or beyond. And the second part of the word, reign, okay, comes from the Latin noun regnum. Regnum means rulership or control by someone else. In other words, a state of rulership over someone else, okay? So a sovereign means literally above rulership, above being controlled from outside of oneself, above externally imposed control. It means one who is above the rulership or control of another, or in other words, someone who is not a subject or a slave to someone else. So when we say the word sovereign, all that word translates to in English from its original etymological roots is not a slave. So then if you ask somebody, are you a slave? 100% of people are going to say, no, I'm no one slave. Okay.
Right.
Yet you ask them if they're a sovereign and they look at you like you're speaking a different language, because this is what they've been robbed of. The basic understanding of the words that they speak, and words have been obfuscated and we've been given connotations in place of definitions. This is the power of words and understanding their true meaning. That's all sovereign means, not a slave. So when you ask me what kind of governance I'd like to see, I'd like to see internal self-governance. And what I call that is a monarchy. It's an internal monarchy. People would say, oh, you're advocating monarchy. Yes, I'm advocating internal monarchy. I think we need 7 billion monarchies on this planet, where each person is the ruler of themselves and only themselves, and they don't step on the rights and freedoms of anyone else. That's what we need. But until we get to a higher level of consciousness, no one can even comprehend that that condition is possible. So it is possible. Are we going to willfully choose it by giving up our irrational belief systems? More likely than not, probably not. We're on the path of seemingly not choosing that and just spitting in the face of that opportunity that's being presented to us by creation. You know, we just want to slap that gift right out of the hand of the force that is trying to bring that level of consciousness onto us as a species. So you look at the term anarchy. You know, I say we need 7 billion internal monarchies where somebody is the ruler of the self and nothing else. They have the right to rule their own thoughts, their own emotions, and their own actions, and that's it, and don't transgress against the rights of other people by coercing their free will and committing violence against them. So we need one collective state of anarchy in the world, and anarchy comes from Greek roots. The Greek prefix an, A-N, means without or the absence of a thing. Okay. And the Greek noun archon means master or ruler, as in the master of a slave or one who is the ruler of subjects that must obey him. So the term archon means a slave owner. Okay. So when you put it together with an, meaning without or the absence of, it means without rulers. Without masters. It does not mean without rules. The word anarchy does not mean without rules. There's always going to be rules because natural law is always in effect and it's always bringing us the consequences of the behaviors that we choose as a result of our free will. Anarchy literally means no rulers, no masters. Now, if you say the term no rulers, no masters to someone, they're going to associate that with freedom. But if you say anarchy to people, they've been mind controlled into believing that that word means something that it absolutely does not mean, and they've associated through repetition that word with chaos. And so they're getting people to believe that that means chaos, and you don't want that. That's the thing to be feared above all else, when in fact we're already in the state of chaos by being ruled and kept as slaves by people who believe that they have the right to rule over us. And all anarchy does mean now and always ever has meant is the absence of a master and slave relationship. And that's the state I'd really like to see humanity choose.
Well, yeah, well, great timing, by the way. The music, it just started. And it's another example of, the term sovereign citizen or sovereign movement. There's debate in the chat room about the citizen being on the end of it. The term sovereign itself as the term anarchist or anarchy is turned into something that is to be denigrated and to be looked down upon. And that is by design, of course. We're going to be back with Mark Passio, Larkin Rowe's final segment. Hang tight. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, Charlie McGrath here at WideAwakeNews.com, and I'm here to tell you I believe that Chris and the folks over at SeedsNow.com offer the best product at the best prices with the best service of anybody in the market. But don't take my word for it. Listen to what some of their customers have to say. Joshua in Florida writes, "Exceeded my expectations. Shipping was prompt and a number of my plants are already starting to sprout. Thanks for being great." And Ryan in California writes, "I just received my Homestead Seed Bank, my all-in-one prepper pack, and seed-to-seed storage and growing guidebook, and I could not be more pleased. Thanks, Seeds Now. Now I can start growing and get off the GMOs. Keep up the great work." And the list goes on and on. Guys, it's time to make SeedsNow.com an integral part of your long-term preparedness strategy. Please call them at 877-344-4669. That number again, 877-344-4669. Or better yet, visit them today at SeedsNow.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements every day, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, and even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae species found on Earth. BioSuperfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. BioSuperfood is a strong defender in the fight against radiation exposure. BioSuperfood has zero toxicity, is safe, and has no contraindications whatsoever. Learn more and order your BioSuperfood formulas at BioAge.com. That's spelled BioAge.com. BioAge.com. Or you can call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle, pay only shipping and handling, by visiting www.rnafreemini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Guys, welcome back to the final segment. And first of all, before we get going, Larkin Rowe, Mark Passio, guys, thanks so much for giving us 2 hours of your night tonight. It's a big commitment, and I appreciate you guys hanging out with me for this much time. And make sure, if I forget and Gary doesn't remind me, make sure we give out information on the Free Your Mind 2 conference and your guys' website before we close out as well. A question came in to the chat, which was directed to Mark, but you know, I'd like to get Larkin. I'd like to get you in on this too. You know, the definition of natural law, and Mark, you gave us a long, short answer during the break, and I'd like you to repeat that, please. Give us your definition of natural law, and Larkin, feel free to share yours with us too.
Okay, what I give as a working definition of natural law, and again, the term natural is so co-opted and obfuscated in our society because people completely erroneously associate it with the concept of what they perceive as the quote-unquote natural order, which this has zero to do with. That's based on Darwinian theory, and that is nothing whatsoever about what I'm talking about when I use the phrase natural law. When I use the phrase natural law, I'm giving a working definition here. It is the universal, non-man-made, binding, and immutable conditions that govern the consequences of behavior. So let me just break that down real quick. The universal, that means it works at all times, at all places, everywhere in the universe. There is nowhere you can go in the three-dimensional space-time continuum that we call our universe to escape from natural law. It exists at all times and all places. Non-man-made. Man did not put these laws into effect. It's like gravity or electromagnetism. We are not responsible for the manifestation of these laws. They exist in nature. They are inherent to creation. They are binding, meaning they have an effect no matter where you go. You are bound by them. It doesn't matter if you believe in them. It doesn't matter if you understand them. It doesn't matter if you want to understand them. It doesn't matter if you scoff at them. It doesn't matter if you believe they don't exist. They are always there, just like gravity. Okay, this is a physical law, but it governs the consequences of behavior. And they're immutable. That means we're not in a position to change them. They cannot be changed by anything we do. It doesn't make a difference if you don't believe that it's the case. It is the case. What I'm saying is it's not the case because I say it's the case. It's just like gravity. I could state that gravity is an effect. I could tell you how it operates. We could do calculations to calculate the gravitational attraction between objects depending on their size, mass, and space, the space between them, etc. But it wouldn't be true because I showed you all of that. It would still be true whether I understood it or not. So it has. People will say, oh, you're trying to say this is the way that it is because you say it's that way. No.
Right.
This isn't my belief system whatsoever. I have no belief systems. This isn't a religion. This is a discovery that is based in science. I don't know what else I can say other than it is an observable effect that exists in nature if you have a worldview that is open to the understanding of it. And that's what occultism basically really is. True positive occultism, not dark occultism, which seeks to hide this truth from people. Okay, I look at myself as a de-occultist. I'm trying to unhide these truths that have been so hidden, and it's the result of their being hidden is generated so much suffering because humanity doesn't understand how natural law works. I'm de-occulting occulted information. I consider myself a de-occultist now, okay, because all occult means is hidden. That's what people have to understand. And occultism, the real occultism, is the study of the hidden laws of nature that don't operate in the realm of the seen. They operate largely in the realm of the unseen. So you have to incorporate a larger world view of how the universe is actually bringing our experiences to us through our free will decisions and our behaviors. And that is what natural law is, the universal, non-man-made, binding and immutable conditions that ultimately governs the consequences of the behaviors we choose. These are universal governing dynamics that exist in nature.
Larkin? Larkin? Micro.
Ditto.
Ditto. I knew that was coming. Go ahead.
Yeah, I really like his answer, and I'm going to add my own cop-out to it, which is, just as with the other issue, I like to, like we were talking about with moral relativity, I basically tell people, you already know what's right and wrong. If you saw somebody running around randomly killing people with a machete, you'd know it was wrong. You'd hope it would stop. You might not dare to stop it. But this is not, when it comes down to just the basics of how you should be a good human being, the vast majority of people get it. They get that it's not okay to attack people and rob people, except in the context where they've been trained to think that there are exemptions, and which is what authority is all about. Now, it used to be religion mostly, and now it's usually called government. But in their day-to-day lives, on a practical level, you know, you put two people in a room or you put 10 people in a room, and each of them gets, you know, even if I'm greedy and I wish I had what that guy had,
right?
Just on a practical level, if I try to take it, somebody's going to smack me. And hopefully on the level up from that is it's actually wrong for me to do that, so I'm not going to do that. But the like when you get in discussions of people saying, well, how will this work and how will that work without government? They don't understand what anarchy, quote unquote, takes out of the equation. It takes out a very small thing. And the concept of natural law is just right and wrong minus the exemption for the rulers. There's no exemption for the rulers. So when people ask me things like, well, under your system, which everybody says, and I have to say it's not a system, it's a lack of a system. It's
right.
The person being free. But under your system, how would this work without government? And I say, I want to just reword the question to make it more precise and specific. And after I reword it, I won't even need to answer it because it's so obvious. When somebody asks, how do we do this without government? Literally what that means is, how would we do this without giving anyone an exemption from the rules of morality? It's like there are 10 people in a room and you say, well, let's see, how are we going to go get food without giving Bob the right to beat the living daylights out of all of us? Why does anybody think giving Bob the right to beat the daylights out of the rest of us is going to help matters? It doesn't add any skill. It doesn't add any knowledge. It adds violence, and that's kind of bad. And if you're trying to like get food for 10 people, one guy beating up the other guys isn't really the best way to start. But literally, when people say, well, how do you do this without government? It's because they're so stuck inside the mindset of looking to a mythical authority to make a plan and force it on everybody that they don't get that what they're actually saying is, how would we do this if we don't have a gang of people that's exempt from morality? We don't have a gang that's allowed to rob us and violently control us. And on a smaller scale, nobody thinks in those terms. You know, if there's 10, 20 people on a desert island, they're trying to figure out how to make huts. Nobody says, well, golly, I don't think we could do this unless we let Bob violently dominate the rest of us. Nobody thinks that way. It's utterly insane. They have to be taught to think that way on a larger scale. And then they're taught, well, this scale is so big that you can't even imagine it. So yeah, we have to have rulers taking our money and bossing us around because, gosh, the world is so big and complicated. We can't handle it as just human beings. There has to be a gang with the right to stomp on us. So basically, to me, natural law is what people already understand inside their own heads, minus that stupid exception that they're taught to believe in that says those people over there, well, they can do whatever they want.
They can step outside. Yeah.
Yeah, their authority, they can bludgeon us and do whatever they feel like. Natural law is what almost everybody already understands the basics of. They've just been taught to believe there's an exception. And all I try to do is say, there isn't an exception. If you don't have the right to do it without a badge, don't have a right to do it with a badge. It's not that complicated. And if you're going to look at the world and figure out how to do things, step one is don't imagine that anybody has the right to beat the tar out of you. And if you get the first step right, people are pretty good at figuring out the rest. Unfortunately, 7 billion people get the first step wrong. And they say, well, who do we appoint to beat the tar out of the rest of us?
And that's right. Go ahead. I was going to say yes, and it's always done under the system globally. I mean, not just here, but around the world, government in general is always presented as a savior to the people or a protector. But in reality, it's 180 degrees opposite.
Yeah, it's a parasite. And the things we're taught about, oh, it represents us while it's clobbering us over the head and stealing our money and. We're really it. We are the government, even though they're over there, we're over here, and we pay the money or they put us in a cage. I don't quite know how we are them. It's pretty darn obvious that there's a master and a slave.
Yeah.
But we're taught this bizarre just dogma that doesn't make any sense. And if people just let go of that and come to the disturbing realization, hey, we're all just people. We're all at the top level. There's nobody beneath us. Like Mark was saying, sovereign. Nobody's my master and nobody's your master. Now, how can we be human beings? And that programmed in tendency to say, well, somebody has to be in charge. It really is the downfall of mankind. You're in charge of you and I'm in charge of me. And if we just grasp that, people do pretty darn well at getting along. Unfortunately, 7 billion people don't grasp that yet.
And that's largely based on people's poisoned worldview that humanity's nature is fundamentally bad and that we're not actually just in a condition. We have been worked into a condition. People mistake the human condition that is a result of conditioning for their nature. And that worldview is what the controllers of this world want to propagate. Because as long as people's worldview is people are bad, what you're really saying is I'm not worth more than this.
Right.
That this is all I'm eternally ever worth. That's what that whole negative, completely poisoned worldview of the horrible state of human nature, that this is just how it eternally is, how we eternally are. We are this thing. We can't move past being this thing. That's wrong. This is just a condition. We can move past it if we apply our will to change our mind.
And if somebody thinks for one second that natural law isn't in effect, again, regardless if you believe it or not, you know, and there isn't consequences to us giving this authority that we can't give to people who want to use it against this. All you need to do is look at the natural, I mean, if you look at natural law and look at the consequences of humanity, where we're at, it's pretty much self-evident that we have stepped far from natural law and these binding tenets of natural law. Mark Passio, Larkin Rose, guys, thank you very much. Quick website here. We got freeyourmindconference.com. Guys, Larkin, you want to give one out?
LarkinRose.com.
Mark?
WhatOnEarthIsHappening.com.
Gentlemen, thank you very much. I appreciate your 2 hours tonight. And if we don't talk to you before the conference, good luck and do your best at waking many people up as you can. I know you will. Guys, stay tuned for Jeff Rents. I will be Jeff's guest for the first hour. You can hang out here in the chat. I'll be staying here in chat for that broadcast as well. All right, guys, we'll see you tomorrow night. Have a good night. Peace.
Brand new, shocking, must-watch videos with predictions for the coming year. www.thethreevideos.com. Over the past year, Mike Dillard has helped thousands of ordinary people create and recover wealth by tapping into the black box investing strategies the big banks don't want you to know about. www.thethreevideos.com. As the European banking system implodes and governments collapse at breakneck speeds, the next 12 months will be the most anticipated and important months in modern human history. This will make 2008 look like a walk in the park. Everyone will be affected. Go to www.thethreevideos.com now. Learn how to prepare your family and prosper during the global financial collapse.
Liberty Coin and Precious Metals is one of the fastest growing gold sellers in the country. And as one of their customers, I know why. They simplify the process of buying coins and precious metals. No hidden fees, no hard sell, no mystery. Just great prices. In fact, some of the best in the nation. And they post their buy and sell prices on the web and in their stores. I value that transparency. And Liberty's experts took the time to get to know me and my investment needs. And they're serious about privacy. There are so many reasons I'm now a Liberty Coin and Precious Metals customer. But the most important is, I trust Liberty. Call Liberty Coin and Precious Metals, 877-511-COIN. That's 877-511-COIN. Or on the web at libertycpm.com.
Liberty.
You're listening to the Rents Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at rents.com.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Richard Stewart. President Obama proposed...